everyone. I'm Haley Allam, and this is Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you're a parent new to Luxembourg, then this is the podcast for you. From crèches to crèmes, we'll cover everything you need to know about raising kids and living your best life in the Grand Duchy. Hi, Justina. Welcome to the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Pleasure to have you. I'm glad we've been trying to coordinate this for some time, and I will take the fall for not being able to set it up, but I'm glad you're finally here.
Yeah, I'm glad as well.
We're going to talk today about your expat experience here in Luxembourg. I know you come from Poland, but to me, the most kind of wild part of your story is that you're actually raising two kids in two different countries.
Yes, that's correct.
So, hang on a second. So I'm going to ask you all about that in detail. But before I do, let's start, as I start every episode, tell me your Luxembourgish story. How long have you been here? How did it start? And how's it going?
So my Luxembourgish story is...
Do me a favor, don't hit the table. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes. So my Luxembourgish story started almost 7 years ago when I came here. And actually it was random choice. Because before I came here, I hadn't had any knowledge about Luxembourg. I had my happy life in Warsaw. I had my apartment, my job and everything. But suddenly opportunity to come to Luxembourg appeared. And because my first daughter, who was born in Poland, she was that time 6.5 years old. I said, okay, so either now we are going to Luxembourg and we are trying this Western life, or we are staying in Poland, because it was the moment of her age as well that if we didn't move that time, it would not be possible later due to languages, due to school system and everything. I know that there are some people who do it, of course, later, but I didn't want to give her this shock. For me, school was important to continue, let's say, as far as possible in one country.
Yeah, I understand. It's definitely harder if you come when you're older. And yes. I can say that because I have three kids and my youngest came when he was 7 months old, so he doesn't know any different.
Exactly, because my second child is born here. So I completely see the difference between them.
So your first one was 6.5. Did she just speak Polish at the time?
Yes.
Okay.
And a bit of English. It was just like cartoon English. It was not proper English.
I think I'm going to put this. Is that better? Now you can look at me and the camera sees you more on.
Oh, yes. Yeah. If you want like this, it would be like this. No,
yeah.
We'll do like this.
Okay. Okay. Did I already ask you, you came for your husband's job or your job?
No, this is funny part because actually my ex-husband brought us here because he found the job here and he was calling me like, hey, Justina, maybe it is good point to take Clara, my older daughter, here. And actually, he was all the initiative that we came here, right? Because he was convincing me that the life here is better and we should try.
Were you divorced at the time?
Yes, and he had already the second wife. So we are actually good friends.
Wow.
Okay, we had our storms, okay? It's not from the very beginning, it was rosy-dosy, of course not. But yes, we are good friends now. So he was actually, and I'm very good friend of his current wife. I really like her. And I'm happy that he ended up with her, let's say, because my older daughter, who currently lives with them, this is very important for her to have normal family.
Yeah, totally. I think if you can master co-parenting in a blended family, that's great.
It took us some time, but it works.
So your ex-husband had to convince not only you, but then his current wife to make this move for this job.
Yes, me and her moved quite in the same time.
That's a big ask for his company.
Yes, but it's not about the company, because I had my own job that time. I said I cannot just move. So beforehand, I already had some interviews here. I was accepted and I came for my own job. He just helped me. He, let's say, initiated it and after helped me to find a job.
Wow. Okay. So he had his job offer. And then you, because now you're a single mom at this time,
yes, yes.
You have to find your own job in Luxembourg.
Yes, yes.
And what was that like for you, making the decision to come, not as a trailing spouse, but as a trailing ex-wife, to come?
If you don't have any more feelings to those person, because why it is working so well between us? I think both of us, we don't have any feelings to each other.
You're really over it.
Yeah. And I respect also, in this situation, it is very important to respect the current wife. I never crossed any border that she would feel undermined or jealous. And even nowadays, I'm able to call her. And when I'm in Warsaw, I'm staying at the place and I'm going with her on shopping.
Wow.
Yes, so this is very important, I think, to give her respect as well.
Can I ask, were you and your husband truly over before she came around?
Yeah, I think yes, because it was after the divorce.
Some years after.
Yes, because before, of course, divorce is very hard to experience and emotions are still high. So we were not that friendly to each other. And of course, at that time, I think also Clara was suffering.
Of course, yeah.
So it was not, this is what I told you, we had our storm. It is not like this that, okay, we are friends, we are divorcing and we are friends. Absolutely, it doesn't work like this. Yeah. It needs some time also to calm the emotions down. Of course, he was settled with his wife after they had kids, which is great. Their kids, they call me auntie. Yesterday I called them and, oh, auntie, when are you coming? We want to play with you. And that's awesome. But for everything in life, you need time.
Yeah.
Nothing is coming from one day to another. Also with Luxembourg, it took me 2 years to like Luxembourg, to at least accept the fact that I will live here. Because first 2 years were awful. I didn't like Luxembourg at all. I came from big city. I'm the person who loves art, theater, cinema. And suddenly you are in Luxembourg. First of all, there is much less going on that time 7 years ago, because now I think Luxembourg is really developing, but also language barrier.
Wait, can I stop you?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, so you said it took you 2 years to even start to cope with liking to live in Luxembourg. You mentioned you came from Poland and you have a very strong Polish identity. We talked about this before we recorded.
Yes, yes.
So talk to me, because I'm American, so I don't have a ton of context for what that means. What is the difference? How did you go about it? What were the things that you hated in the first 2 years, etc.?
This situation was also not very easy, because I came here to enjoy my life, to discover the life. And very fast, I was pregnant with the second baby.
When you came here?
Short after.
Okay. So I guess we need to hear that part of the story, too.
Yeah.
Because that's a big deal. Right?
Yeah, you know how it is. Okay, my ex-husband already had his wife and etc. But I met someone, right? And I was pregnant and it was crazy. I was under so high emotions, because at the beginning, when you're coming here, you are discovering everything. Although I came from Warsaw, I still discovered Luxembourg. So for me, everything was at the beginning, at the very beginning, wow. So also those emotions with the man were wow, and I was pregnant.
Wow.
Exactly.
But before we talk about pregnant, you said you had to gear up for this Western life. What does that mean?
We Eastern, I think, I don't know how it is now because it's 7 years ago, but I think that we Eastern, we have something like that we are worse. You know what I mean?
A mindset.
Yeah. That because of the history, because of the politics, because maybe of the way we are raised, also we are never enough. And although we are very beautiful, let's say, ladies, we are nowadays very educated ladies, we have nothing to be shamed on. I think also the generation of our mothers raised us like, but you could do better. No matter what you do, you always could do better. And I had this feeling that I want to give my daughter this kind of feeling that she is enough, that she speaks languages, that she is beautiful, she will have maybe better start. Because Poland is very tough to be raised. It's very, we Polish are very competitive also at school between each other. We want to do the best. Here's a bit different. Here's you people here that, how to say, they take into account that you are individual, it's more relaxed, you are okay to be yourself. And that time in Poland, it was, you have to do better, you have to be better, no matter how good you are.
Okay, so
The pressure is high, and also on women and beauty and everything. You need to look good, you need to be skinny, you need to do this. Okay, now nowadays they are fighting also with this. It was like this. And I said, okay, on one hand, because Clara was already in a sports school, which really...
When she was six.
Yes, she already was accepted at sports school. Which
what is
was,
sports school?
This was the school that it's not very easy to get place.
Because she's so good at sports as a six-year-old?
Exactly. So imagine I was training her to get to this school.
Wow.
So she got. And after this, Luxembourg came. So I was like, oh my God, what I have to do? Because I didn't have better life in Warsaw. I had my friends, my family, my life. I told you, I love theater, cinema. So I had everything there, right? My daughter was accepted to sports school for swimmers, one of the best in Warsaw. And after this Luxembourg, and I was like, okay, but here she will have languages. She will have maybe international society, something that she open her horizons, right?
And perhaps also kinder and more individualistic and less pressure to...
That time, I didn't know that time.
Okay.
But yes, and I have to tell you that time for me, it was more about education, that she will maybe better educated here. And I said, okay. And I said, okay, why I should not? After 1 year, I can come back.
That's
okay,
true.
Maybe we will... Poland, it will be always my country or always my home. So no matter when, I can come back if I don't like. After 1 month, 6 months, or 1 year. But history after arrival was a... I told you.
So you got here and then you met a guy and got pregnant with this guy.
Yes,
was that
yes.
an accident?
I cannot say this because one day maybe she will hear it. She is the accident of love. Oh. but she's my miracle. So yes, that time was accident. But I'm very happy that it happened that time.
That's how I feel about my third.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a full-on oops, but it was like a, this is not really going to happen. And surprise.
Yeah. On the other hand, actually, that time I was thinking like, okay, I'm too old for accidents because I was already 34 and something, 55, almost
34.
And I was like, okay, I'm too old for accidents. It will not happen. And bah. So actually, it was my miracle because I did 2 pregnant tests because I felt terribly and both were negative, although I was more than 2 months pregnant.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm telling you, it was like a sign that she must have happened. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, yes. And after all collapsed because I became single mom with 2 kids because in the meantime, because of the COVID and everything, companies started firing people. So my ex-husband, the first daughter father, was fired.
Oh.
And he came back to Poland. So I stayed with Clara. Lilia
Do you want to say your kids' names?
Yes, of course. You Clara and Lilia.
Okay, so you stayed with Clara's the older one.
Yeah.
So your ex-husband and his new wife, do they have any kids at this time?
1 kid.
And their one kid, so her half brother or sister, go back to Poland.
Yeah.
You're here. It's COVID.
Yeah.
You are now... a newly single mom because you've broken up with this guy.
Yeah.
And you have Clara, who's the older one, and a baby.
Yeah.
And it's COVID.
Yeah.
And you're by yourself.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I cannot even count the times how many times I wanted to jump out of the balcony.
Yeah.
Because imagine and very important factor in the country, I didn't know any language. And also my first job was not the job that I was dreaming of. Actually, I did step back in my career.
Come here.
Yes. If you look at all the factors, people say, oh, depression can hit person when is moving abroad or having a newborn. When I started having it, I ticked all the boxes. I remember there was a period of time, seriously, that I was sitting at night because Lilia was waking up. And I saw from my apartment, I see Hornbach sign, the orange. It was night. I see only this Hornbach, the orange, and I was crying. Till now, I cannot look at this Hornbach at night. Because, you know, I couldn't even go to Poland. Because also, when you are going back to Poland, let's say with the history that you are divorced with 2 kids, you are not with the fathers of those kids, it's like the reputation is not the best.
Is that why you didn't go back?
Maybe also I was not, maybe I was not brave enough to pack everything and go back. And actually, I had very bad times, yes, because I clearly didn't, I don't know. To be honest, I don't know how I managed till now.
I think it's braver probably to try to stay. You have 2 kids by yourself during COVID, no family support, a job you hate. I guess the weather in Warsaw is probably just as miserable as it is here.
No, we have more light.
Worse weather.
Really, seriously, before moving to Luxembourg, I've never paid attention to weather. Now weather is killing me. Seriously. Oh, it's catastrophe. Because I started to checking analysis and here we have less light than in Poland. And I'm not saying that we don't have the sun. We have permanently gray sky here. And it is thick gray sky. You don't see any light. Because in Poland, even if you think, oh, the climate is not good, but you have a lot of snow, for example. It's cold, but you have blue sky.
I'll take snow over frozen rain any day.
Mm.
Okay, so you have a lot of negatives about your life in Luxembourg at this point. And you don't want to go home. How do you pull yourself out of it?
After maternity, I decided, okay, I have to go back to work. Let's see. To the job that I didn't like. And I clearly didn't manage because Lilia started having terrible nights. She woke up 10 times per night. And after at work, I was really bad. I couldn't focus and everything. And to be honest, I finished with heavy depression.
Were you able to see someone here to help you with that?
That's the point, that we Polish, we never say that we have hard life. This is not, let's say, acceptable, that you to admit you are weak, even at some point of your life. It is shame.
To admit that you have a hard life?
Yes, and that it, you cannot cope with.
Is
you
it also to. So it's also shameful to seek help for regulating your emotions?
Yes, to be honest, depression in Poland till some, now again, it is changing. Although in Poland, the opinion about depression, you exaggerate. Just take yourself together and go farther. Yeah. So actually I arrived at the point that literally I had the feeling that everything in my life is bad. Everything. And my mom also was not very happy that I have second child who is because she's half Icelandic. So she doesn't look really Polish. So I was like, okay. So when everything hit me so much, I went for help and I found a doctor who told me, Justyna, stop. Now you have to take care of yourself because otherwise, really, you will jump out of the balcony one day.
And you found one here in Luxembourg?
Yes. She's a Polish doctor. And I don't actually, when I went to her, I didn't know what's going on with me. I remember only that I sat at her office. And after the second sentence, because I was extremely tired, I think that sleepless nights, no matter what is going on in your life, I think when you don't sleep at night for months, you don't have even one night fully slept, it's going to your mental health.
Absolutely.
So I think this lack of sleep, it was so bad for me that I have to tell you that I went to her just for sick leave to give me, I need to rest, like 1 week. And I was so desperate. I went to her and I started talking. And I remember that after second sentence, I started crying. And she told me, stop. You have depression and you have fully right to have this depression. Look what you've been through, right? And she gave me sick leave, she gave me medicaments, pills and everything that, you know, and I remember from that period, that first 3 days, I was literally sleeping when the kids were in creche and in school, I was like sleeping and suddenly I started getting power. It took me some power. Everything was coming. Lilia was growing. And I said, okay, so this is my time now to change something. Otherwise, I'm coming back.
Because okay, so one of your kids is in school, one of them's in creche, you drop them off, you go home, and you sleep.
Yes, yes. Because I couldn't manage. I couldn't, my mindset was absolutely, I was not able to do anything.
And how long was that for?
4 months.
4 months. Mm. It makes sense. My oldest is almost 10 and my baby's 3. And I feel like it's been a decade of me not sleeping and I'm just now. Yes. Like most of the time, knock on wood, most of the time I sleep through the night.
And also this is like, I don't know how it is in other countries. I can tell you from my point how I was raised. I am raised that mother should absolutely sacrifice. Children are priority. Of course they are, right? But you have to even sacrifice yourself. And sleeping during the day, for example, it is regarded in my family like waste of time, waste of life, and you are not good enough. And you have this pressure all the time.
I feel like you talk a lot about how you're raised and your background.
Of course.
But like, I can tell that you don't agree with those things that they told you.
No, because actually I have to tell you that when I now see coming to Luxembourg and everything what happened, it broke me. It brought me to the bottom of everything. But I was born again. I went to therapy to see psychologists to get rid of stereotypes. And psychologists from day one told me, you have to take care of yourself because you are main engine. If you don't take care of yourself, you will never have power to raise your kids. You will never have power to work. You will not have power to do anything. And that time, taking care of myself, it was enough sleep.
Yeah.
It was nothing crazy. It was like just sleep, eat better, and have this...
a reset. Yeah.
Exactly, for yourself.
Okay, so you slept basically for 4 months. You start to pull yourself out of it.
Less, because when everything started setting down, I said, okay, I need to change something in my life to find something that it will really keep me here. My previous experience at work, it was I worked for cargo trains in Poland, and I did trains, cargo trains from Germany, Poland to China. And one day I was passing Bettenburg and Dudelange, and I saw amazing cargo terminal. I stopped my car and was like, oh my God, because in the past I saw cargo terminals in my life and they were not that impressive as in Luxembourg. And I was like, okay, I need to work there. And I started talking to my friends. I was like, listen, this is the job for me. I have experience. And everyone told me, but you don't speak French. You don't speak French. It is not possible to get the place because you don't speak French. I was like, okay. So I started a bit searching the words, blah, blah, blah. But I sent CV anyway. After 1 month, they called me.
I have a question. Wait, yeah. Was there a job opening or there wasn't even a job?
No.
Like, hi.
I decided, because I told them, okay, this after all this, I cannot go back to my previous place because literally I cannot work there. I don't like it. I don't want. Either I get a job there or I'm moving back. It was very maybe tight what I did because I didn't open myself to maybe different possibilities, but I wanted to do what I like. At the same time, and one month was nothing from their side, so I was like, okay, I think I can pack my stuff and go back. But suddenly there is a telephone coming, and this is CFL. They are calling me, and they said, okay, we want you. I was like, nice, but what's going on? And then no, you will have the next week. You will have interview with the head of the department, and you will know the details. And if I'm saying that my kids are a miracle in my life, this was the second miracle, and it happened something really unbelievable in my life because they called me and they told me that they will accept me and I can start working from October because they launched the train to Poland. Ta-da! How many people you have with railing experience, speaking Polish and knowing Polish nature of clients in Luxembourg? Zero.
Probably just you.
Probably just me.
Can you scoot a little bit closer to the mic? You.
Yeah. So when, and on the other hand, I know that my boss, when she saw my CV, when she saw my CV, she said, we are taking her. So I was a miracle for them. And I started learning French and German. And at the moment of my life, although I started very late because I started learning languages when I was 37, maybe. At the moment, I can speak, right? So never is too late to learn.
Luxembourg, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. Luxembourgish is still in front of me, but...
You're European, right? So you don't really need the passport?
With nowadays political situations, it's better maybe to have. Poland is really... if you heard the news, it's not very stable. With the situation between Ukraine and Russia, Poland is in fragile situation, so it's maybe better to have it.
Yeah, but I don't know when this episode's going to come out, but yes, I did read the news yesterday and I was like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, then you're going to have to learn Luxembourgish.
Yep.
And I'm going to learn Luxembourgish. I just got into INL.
Oh, bravo. This is very good to have the place there.
You have to set your alarm, 7:58, start refreshing.
Oh.
Because this website crashes.
Actually. Yes, like every website in Luxembourg. I tried to put Clara on swimming lessons here. Impossible.
Oh,
if
really?
If you are really not on time, you can forget.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So now you have gone from rock bottom to landing your dream job.
Yes. And I'm very happy. I love CFL, I can say. And I love my boss. I'm repeating to her frequently that Sondrine, yes, I hope she will listen to it. You saved my life.
Aww.
Yes, she saved my life because when I came to CFL, I got the place, and she also gave me possibility to work, and she gave me possibility also to learn languages. She was always, because of course, okay, problems didn't stop when I got the job, because it was later time when Clara, the older one, broke her leg, so I asked for a home office. She was really supporting me to have this home office to help her, and she is an amazing person who understands the problems that I was single mom and I needed some maybe support and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. But I also on my hand, I think that on my side, I never let her down. I was always there when she needed me work-wise.
Yeah, that's great. And I feel like single moms are the best people to employ because they know how important it is to keep their job, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I want to talk to you about Clara because she moved back to Poland.
Yes, there are two factors, I think, that led to this decision. As I said, it was not the best period of my life, and maybe she felt a bit abandoned by me because I stayed with small child, 3 months old, alone. And all the effort and all the attention is going to the petite, right?
Yeah.
To the small one. And when you have this time when finally petite sleeps, you have no power to do anything. So actually, when I started realizing that maybe I'm losing Clara, it was maybe too late. Because this is one that I'm blaming myself. Very often I talk to her. I say sorry to her. And we had really a lot of discussions that I told her, I'm very sorry, Clara. And now I try to call her every day or every second day, or I try to really keep the contact with her because I don't want to lose her. She's my child, no matter where she lives.
But what happened? So it was COVID. You had the two at home because they weren't in school.
Yeah.
The little one was a newborn. Then she would go to school. Why, when you had a brand new baby and it's COVID and your husband was laid off, your ex-husband was laid off, why didn't Claire go home with him then?
I didn't want to let her go. Also, maybe it was, I don't know if that was the idea then. But I have to tell you that Clara, because he works in airlines and all his family. So we had, let's say, tickets as family to Poland. And Clara was frequently flying to Poland. It means that holidays she was in Poland. And in Luxembourg, you have a lot of holidays, right? It's not always summer holidays. So she was going to Poland, and actually, she was also very attached, but I always wanted to have her here, again, because of the education. But the last year of primary school, which was last year, she told me she wanted to move to Poland. And I told her, Clara, come on, this is not possible. This is not possible. You cannot move to Poland. You speak perfectly Polish because you spent a lot of time there, okay? But you cannot write. You know, and in Poland, the level of education is much higher than in Luxembourg at that point, if we compare primary school. Okay, it is in Polish, but children have biology, chemistry in primary school, physics, etc. And here, they don't.
No. Like,
besides language barrier, language words, how you gonna catch up with everything and how you gonna write? Her manner of writing was in German. So for me, it was absolutely mission impossible. So we started really quarreling about this because I said, no, I didn't want to hear about it. And when she started, at the beginning, I didn't take it seriously. But after, when she was really like firm on it, I said, okay, I need to put effort on her. So I started really spending time with her and everything, but it was too late. No, come on.
She had already. Think about as a kid to advocate for yourself. I want to move away from you. Think about how much turmoil and inner motivation she must have had to even voice that in the first place. And of course you don't want to hear it. First of all, you don't know how she's going to be successful. But second of all, it's got to be heartbreaking because she's not going to live in the same country as you anymore.
Of course. And for me, it was absolutely, by my heart, I'm Polish mother. Polish mothers are like this, the mother of chicken?
Mother hen?
Yeah, and we need, if I don't know what's going on with my children, I cannot sleep. But she told me, but also, because we need to also touch another subject, because it was not only the relationship with me, but I think she was not happy in Luxembourg. And I think it is a very big problem here.
Tell me, so we're already 2 minutes over the total time of the show. Yeah, so tell me.
You can cut it, no?
Yeah, I will. Oh yeah, I'm going to edit this for sure. But I just want to tell you, like, we probably have another 8 minutes left to record. Why do you think that she couldn't make her peace with Luxembourg?
Because the country is not giving children. Country is half immigrants, as everyone knows. I think in school is missing a common thing which will make children together. It means we have French language, we have German language. But, for example, comparing to Polish school. In Polish school, you have Polish language, you have the opening of the school, 1st of September, is always speech of the principal of the school. There are flags. You feel that you are Polish. When there is fashion, one fashion, the children, they wear the same jeans, let's say. And in Luxembourg, you don't have it because everyone is bringing something from their country. Mm. It's one big mix. And at the end, there's nothing common because Luxembourgish language, okay, is spoken, but you don't have flags. You don't have this nationality that you feel it, that you are Luxembourgish.
Okay.
You understand. And for us, Polish is very important. Seriously, when I'm landing in Poland, already in my blood, I feel that I'm Polish. I feel proud of my country. I read everyday news and so on. I am Polish and we feel it. And when Clara moved, she couldn't make any friendship here. It was very difficult for her. She couldn't find herself here. It was too multicultural for her. And it was not common background. And this is what I literally think that Luxembourg is making a huge mistake, not keeping children together. They need to
put more effort into making a common thread.
Because after when she told me, okay, mom, you know what? If you don't let me go to Poland, I will take the plane or I will take the bus or something and I will not come back and nobody will force me. I will stay with my dad. And at the end, you need to give it this information. So I was like, okay, go, you will come back to me after 2 months. You will see Polish school is not the best. In Poland, after each class, we have certificate. We have certificate, blue certificate, where all your marks and grades are given. For the excellent, extraordinary students, you have additionally Polish flag on it. Uh-huh. She got it.
Wow.
1 year, she was sitting, learning, reading books, and she told me, Mom, finally, I feel the same as kids. Finally, I feel at home.
Aww. And how old was she at that point?
13.
Wow.
Yes. And I have to tell you that on the other hand, I understand her. Because when you are 13, you don't think how many languages you will need in the future.
Yeah.
You need to feel accepted. You need to be emotionally, you need to feel that you belong to society, you know? You don't want to be outsider. And at that point, I think that this emotional security, which was given in Poland to her, helped her to grow at school, yes.
To make better friends.
Yes. And she's now extra student. I keep her languages with her father. We talk every time. We are planning holidays together. My goodness, me, my ex-husband, his wife, his children, my child, petite Lilia. Because Lilia loves his children love Lilia. And we are going maybe next year on holidays together.
So it's like a blended family vacation.
Yes, but also the big respect to his current wife that she also accepted me.
Yeah, of course. So what advice do you have for people who are here and maybe feel like they're going through their own personal rock bottom to pull through?
It depends, because I know that many people are for money here, but money is not everything in life.
There's people who are staying for the money.
Yeah, and money is not everything. And if you really feel that you are depressed, you have to go for professional help. And I think for everybody, some sessions of therapy is very useful because everyone has his own issues. To listen to some professionals and to listen to emotions and maybe to also to find what they make them happy as well. Okay, in Luxembourg, after those 2 bad years and when I started working in Seerfeld, I really started, of course, also the kids, right? They're growing and everything is changing and finally I got my full of sleep nights and I fought my depression because now I'm in good place and I have to tell you that I love Luxembourg. Now when I'm coming back, I feel I'm at home and I appreciate Luxembourg because it's safe, it's clean, it's ordered and it's really good. And for example, for me, school is good. Lilia is here. She was born here. Let's see how she will manage, right?
How old is she now?
6. But she's telling me, Mama, when we are going to Poland, when we went to Poland, when we were going back, she told me, I don't want to go back. I want to stay there. So maybe she will tell me one day, let's go to Poland to live. And actually, so to this question, what I advise people, money is not everything.
Yeah,
you need to really find, also it's not good to chase some irrational things, it's not good, but really to be honest with yourself, sit and say, okay, what you can do with your life, where is the problem, how we can solve it, is really problem in Luxembourg or in something else?
Yes.
For me, my work was at some point the biggest problem, which I solved, thanks God, and my and Sandrine. but yes.
And what about any parents who have kids that are telling them they want to move back home with or without them?
I think it's very important because when finally we made this decision that she's going back, we started having with her Polish lessons. So I think also this is important to give some support, emotional, and to talk to children, to talk a lot. Nowadays people don't talk. I know, because at some point I also didn't talk to Clara. And now this is what I told you. I try to talk to her every day. She's now telling me, and what is very important, don't minimize the problems which children are coming to you with. It means, for example, she's calling me, oh, mom, what kind of dress should I buy for, I don't know, gala in school, right? Never leave this without answer. This is her problem now. I know that you have bigger problems because maybe you don't know what to cook tomorrow for your lunch. But still, this is her problem now. So be with children always now with their problems.
That's really good advice. Mm. Justina, you have a really interesting, captivating story, I have to say. And I think you have a pretty active social media following.
Exactly.
If someone wants to learn more about you or keep in touch, how can they find you?
So they can find me with Paul. Like Polish, right? Paul in Luxembourg. I share my life. I share my funny things, my nowadays not many bad things, right? But I share my stories. I share how to stay also mentally okay for single moms. For example, now I can tell you that I travel alone without my children. I try to travel alone only with my friends, for example, once or twice a year. I travel with my children, but I try to also travel without them.
Girls' trips.
Not my best friend is a man, but he has a girlfriend, so everything is fine. But we are going now to Panama with his sister, him, his girlfriend, me. We are going to Panama, so we will all meet in Frankfurt. They are coming from Poland, and we are all going to Panama. So we went to Kazakhstan together. So I'm trying to do this. I'm trying, because when I'm coming back after all day, this 8 days, I miss them so much, my kids. I want to spend time with them, and I have a lot of energy.
Yeah, so it's about recharging yourself so you can be there for your
but,
kids.
But okay, you cannot do it when you have small children right now.
Okay, so Paul in Luxembourg on Instagram. Yes. Thank you so much. Justina.
Wish you a good day, everybody.
Thanks. And that's a wrap on this episode of Mom Life in Luxembourg. If you like the show, I'd love to hear from you. Please feel free to leave a comment, or better yet, share with another mom friend. And if there's a topic you'd like to see covered or you want to be on the show yourself, please email me at momlife@rtl.lu. And if you're feeling social, you can always reach me on Facebook and Instagram @momlife in Luxembourg. Thanks so much, and have a great day.